The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio for the remainder of the hour is Cindy Axne, ladies and gentlemen. Cindy is hoping to represent Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. She and five other individuals are vying for that opportunity. There will be, by the way, a primary in June, so it's a real sprint from now until June, getting out to see as many people as possible. As you travel through, Cindy, the 3rd District, there's a lot of difference out there, isn't there? Not only ethnicity difference, we have the urban, we have the rural. You get down into far southwestern Iowa, that's cattle country, and it rodeo country, for crying out loud. It's got to be kind of a pleasing experience in a way, meeting so many people.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, it literally is the best part of running for office.
It really is.
Is getting out into the community, into the entire district, and meeting people and talking with people. I mentioned earlier that there are so many people really trying to do whatever they can to make sure their communities are successful. I've also met some of the neatest people, artists, and people who are working on holistic medicine. That's in addition to, store owners and farmers, but people who are trying to work on organic farming and really grow that here in Iowa. So it's just been so interesting talking with so many people who are trying to do something in life that they think is value added for their area, and just spending time with them has been amazing. We have incredibly talented, smart, and innovative people here in this district.
Throughout Iowa, and I'm pretty partial to the 3rd District, having traveled that for months and months and months and months and months myself, but it is it's an exciting place to be, and very different and very, and at the same time similar. But it's a great experience. Let's roll down some issues if we can. The hot button issue right now, there are kids in Tallahassee, Florida, that are going to they're talking about guns and the Parkland shooting that was just last week. A week ago today, as a matter of fact, 17 individuals were killed with I can't even know what are they called, the rifles, the high powered rifles. And so let's start with that, because that's top of mind awareness. What should we be doing? What does Cindy Axne think we should be doing when it comes to firearms and firearm control in the United States?
Absolutely. Well, I had the opportunity in one of the departments that I oversaw at the Department of Natural Resources was our hunting and fishing licensing. So I'm very familiar with Iowa's history of gun ownership for sport and protection. And quite honestly, in talking with so many of those people who purchased hunting licenses, they really believe in good training, good gun training, good safety training, and of course, good background checks. Overall, you'll see that Americans, Iowans alike, would like to see better background checks, because background checks have been proven to be the most impactful way to reduce gun violence. So as a mother of two that sends her boys off to school every single day and quite honestly is more worried every single day and every single year because these shootings just don't stop, it's horrible that any parent would have to go through something like that. I can't imagine what it would be like to not have your child come home from school that day. So we need to absolutely make sure that we have good background checks in place. And we need to close the loopholes at our gun shows, online sales, and transferring of guns from family member to family member where we're not doing solid background checks. We absolutely need to keep the guns out of the hands of people with a violent background, criminal background, mental health background that where they shouldn't be using firearms. Secondly, we need to reinstate the ban on assault weapons. There's absolutely no reason that assault weapons and their magazines should be sold in this country. There's nothing that they should that could be used for other than, quite honestly, mass killings. They need to be taken out of the market. So those two things, making sure that we've got assault weapons ban and solid background check process in place, and then we'll start being able to address what's happening here in this country all too often.
Cindy Axne, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about all kinds of things that are pertinent to you and to I. Let's talk about another big issue that people bring up all the time, and that's immigration. Amazon is looking for HQ2. And they say they're going to spend millions, billions of dollars on this and employ 50,000 people. And one of the cities that is in contention for that is Toronto, Canada. And so when you peel back the onion and say, how in the world is Toronto, Canada involved in something like this for Amazon? And two issues come up. One is government health care, and the other is a better immigration policy than what the United States has. So let's talk first about immigration policy. What would Cindy Axne like to see us do that maybe is different than what the Congress of the United States is hell-bent for leather doing right now?
Well, absolutely. I'll tell you what. I had the opportunity to attend the annual Latino Awards not too long ago, and there were a couple of young people, dreamers, who received awards because of the community involvement and how they're helping us here in the Des Moines metro area. You could see how much dedication these dreamers have to this country and to the community that they live in. I want to make sure that our dreamers have full citizenship, and we need to make sure that that happens in a fairly quick fashion. I also want to make sure that all of our undocumented immigrants without a criminal background have a pathway to citizenship. And I am not in support of building a wall for multiple reasons. I think we need to go back to being the state and the country where we've opened our arms to immigrants, and they are community members, they are contributing, and we need to make sure that they've got opportunity for full citizenship.
And then we'll fast forward into health care. Obviously, when we talk about health care, we've seen the numbers. As a matter of fact, it was reported today that the numbers of Iowans that have opted out of the health care system from the Affordable Care Act is continuing to rise. Mostly young, healthy people that say, hey, now that I'm not going to be penalized necessarily for not having insurance, I'm out of the program. What should we do with regard to health care in this nation that seems to be a privilege more than a right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what. My mom's in the hospital right now as we speak. I mentioned that to you earlier, as you know. She would not be here today if she didn't have access to really good care that was covered. There is no reason that anyone in this country should not have that opportunity. Everyone deserves affordable, effective care. And I completely understand the issues that are facing Iowans right now. As a small business owner, my husband and I have had our own individual plans many times in our lives. And we were part of the families that received the letter from Aetna saying we're pulling out as the last ACA provider here, leaving only one company to step in at rates that are completely unaffordable. $3,000 for a family of four, $1,200 for a couple. People can't afford this, and it's why people are leaving the market. There's no, first of all, they don't have to participate, young people, as you now mentioned, but the others can't afford it when they want it. So we need to make sure that everybody has affordable, effective care. I want to get in there and shore up the ACA. We have expenses within it that are astronomical that need to be negotiated. The fact that we can't negotiate prescription drugs within Medicare, ridiculous. So we've got to have opportunities to fix the system so that we reduce the costs, that we open up the exchanges so there's more providers. And we absolutely need to make sure that we continue with coverage like things like covering pre-existing conditions, making sure that kids stay on their plans until 26, that there's no lifetime limits. And then at the same time, I want to introduce a public option so that people could buy into Medicare or Medicaid. And I believe that those two working in tandem together will ensure that everybody in this country has access to affordable, effective care, and it's something that they can maintain and afford for their lifetime. We absolutely need to make sure that there's no one left behind when it comes to this. We all need to have access to it, and I do believe it's a right.
One of the things you're going to run into, obviously, is because, you know, Iowa and Des Moines ranks as one of the top insurance communities in the nation. You're going to have some pushback, I would imagine, from the health care companies, the insurance companies. How do you dissuade that? How do you negotiate that between what insured companies, which are selling stock, and there are businesses, and the health and welfare of Iowans?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think we live in a capitalist society. I know that these insurance companies are in it for profitability, but I'd have to question what's a reasonable profit margin. And quite honestly, the profit margins with many of these companies are out of sight. There isn't an industry that wouldn't want the profit margin that they have. So I think that as long as the insurance companies are willing to look at how they can deliver good services and receive a reasonable premiums for that, then they're going to do fine. But I think it really comes down to looking at those insurance companies and saying, are making sure that they're in it for the right reasons, which is to make sure that people can lead healthy lives and that they've got their efficiencies in place internally so that they can provide good insurance at a reasonable rate.
When we talk about insurance, it's one of the economic drivers, of course. And recently, as you know, the Tax and Jobs Act was passed by the House and Senate in Washington, D.C., signed by the president back in December, and which officially it reduces taxes on corporations and businesses and individuals with LLCs and goes on and on and on. Recent report as of today, Gallup was saying that the majority of individuals are not seeing a big change in their paychecks. Some are. The higher that you go into the income stream, you're seeing some major changes, but not so much for working class individuals. How would Cindy Axne have voted on that tax cut bill?
Yeah, I would have voted against that tax cut bill. Obviously, it's another example of where corporations and the wealthy are giving lifetime benefits at this point, permanent tax cuts, where they are giving short-term tax cuts to middle-class families under the guise that there's extreme benefit for our middle-class families, when in reality, they're losing out. They might see a little bit more in their paycheck right now, but it's a short-term effect, and it's actually being offset by other provisions within the tax bill, like the state and local income tax reduction write-off, and not being able to write off, for example, our teachers, their own school supplies. These are the types of things that are working against them. So in reality, that benefit, so to speak, really isn't there. And here we are creating what's estimated to be $1.4 trillion debt by giving away corporate and wealthy breaks. And that's just unacceptable. We should not be passing that burden onto our future and onto our kids.
You spoke about teachers and education, so that lifts up another topic. We have heard plenty about trying to get individuals into the trades or into community colleges, but our system with regard to how much it costs to go to school is getting out of hand. The indebtedness among parents and students in Iowa is like in the top 10 in the nation. What do you have to say about education, and how does the federal government work with that?
Well, you know, great question. I actually moved to West Des Moines so that my kids could have the education that I you know, was familiar with and grew up with. Great education. I'd actually enrolled my older son, Gunner, in kindergarten, and he lost the lottery. And that's when I found out that half the kids in one of our biggest school districts lost a lottery and got a 2.5-hour version of kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And that type of inequity in our school system does not work with me. So I got busy and worked for about 8 months pushing it through till we got all-day kindergarten for every single kid in West Des Moines. So our public school system is a priority for me. It is the future of this country, and we need to make sure that our teachers and our schools have the resources they need. I want to bring trades programs back and forth into our high schools, as well as internships and apprenticeships, and then make sure that we continue our push for STEM. But I want to make sure that I get to Congress and protect the funding that we receive at a federal level. It's only about 8% of school funding in general. And when it's being attacked out by the Secretary of Education right now, we're only trying to pull money from what is already a small pot, and it needs to be protected.
Here with Cindy Axne, ladies and gentlemen, final question. I was with Congressman David Young yesterday, and just last night, as a matter of fact. And I get this wherever I go. You know, David Young is a great guy. He's got lots of jokes, lots of stories. He's a really nice guy. Why should Cindy Axne be in Congress and not David Young?
Well, that's a great question. Appreciate that. Listen, I've got some really good jokes, and I enjoy having a good time as well. However, we need to elect people that are going to do the job and get things done that are good for the people that live here. And David Young is not doing that. His health care vote is a perfect example of that. He literally told Iowans he'd vote against it, and in the middle of the night, turned around and voted for it. He's not working for Iowans, and quite honestly, he's not being honest with Iowans. We deserve a congressperson that will be honest and ethical, that knows how to get things done in government, that has experience in solving complex problems, and wants this job, wants to make sure that we raise every single person up in this district. So I hope that I have that opportunity. This district is incredibly important to me. The state's incredibly important. I want to see all of our success, and I know we can be a leader here, not just in our education system, but with our economy, with our health care, and with our open arms for everybody to feel welcome in this state.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Cindy Axne is her name. She is running for Congress. She's one of six individuals that is vying for that opportunity, and we'll have each and every one of them over the course of the next couple of weeks into the studio to have that conversation. Thanks so very much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Certainly appreciate it. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. It's 9 on to 6 o'clock. That means, of course, they kick us out of this place. We become absolutely not a nothing. Get out of here. Leave, for crying out loud. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 a.m. with more of the business news. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, for Cindy Axne, who has been our guest for the entire hour outside of the business news, we're grateful for that. We also had a great conversation with the new people who are running the newest hotel in Des Moines, and that would be the Hilton Hotel, the Convention Center Hotel. That was an interesting piece. We'll have all of those up on our podcast for you in just a little bit. For all of us that are associated with the Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is our good friend Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.